Let me expose this tragedy called total depravity. We're all rotten and we're showing our cavities. Our nature's corrupt cause of Adam and Genesis. Sin is the nemesis, it has no benefits. We got poison tongues, none is good, not even one. You beg to differ, son? Take a look at Romans 1 18 through 32, check the dirt we do. Your flesh is familiar, like, yeah, I've heard of you. From our mother's wombs, we've all gone astray. Our thoughts are consumed by our own rotten way. Man's heart is deceitful, it's wicked and evil. We're radically corrupt, the feeblest people. Example, sex channels, sex scandals, wrecking vandals, idols on mantles, the Bible's mishandled. If not for the Holy Spirit intervening, we'd still be slaves to Satan and his demons.
He will gather his elects from the corners of the earth. Is the Father who selects, who receives the new birth. By the power of the Spirit, it is all in conjunction. Life, death, and resurrection of the one who was unctioned. I was dead in trespasses, now I'm free and adopted. As a son, I was given a guaranteed deposit. The Spirit was hovering on the waters of creation, my shield and covering. He drew me to salvation, predestined by the Lord before things were made. I still cannot fathom, I was chosen to be saved. The Father gave the Son a group from every race. The Spirit made them come to be hooked by His grace. The scepter was elected, redeemed and resurrected. So the glory of my God in my life can be reflected. Imputed righteousness, the beginning of perfection. The doctrine I espouse is unconditional election.
The third part of the tulip, limited atonement, is often disputed. Many don't condone it, but since atonement really atones men, then how will all atone when in hell some are thrown in? Let's for a moment check behind the verses. John 17:9, you'll see divine purchase. Blood to affect a foul nation. Love directed to the elect for salvation. All of whom the Father placed in His plan. Predestined, Christ died for the saints in His hand. Take the words of Christ spoken. Behold, He prays not for the world, but dies for the chosen only. So when He rose from the grave, He fulfilled this mission, sealing the Christians for chose to be saved. So redemption precedes faith. And when grace is imparted to the elect, they respond and accept.
No one can come to Christ unless the Father draws him like an artist. See, God is the cause of the hardest heart that's godless, that regards Him not, that's darkened like carjackers in a parking lot. He's sparking this life within, cause lifeless men are Christless, can't find Him without His light within. But this grace ain't prevenient. What I mean is, we weren't born with something in our soul to make conversion convenient. We was dead in sin, born a spiritual Lazarus. To say He helped raise Himself, we would laugh at this. Like the notion God is open and He's hoping that He's chosen. No one seeks God. Read the quote in Romans 3:11. See, our inception in Christ is because God stepped in and raised us to life. There's no question that His grace made us right for this election. By election to life, we receive Christ and accept Him. So without resurrection, we're bound to a will to reject Him, unless God grants an irresistible exception.
We in God's tightest grip, and we won't slip like His hands cramped with arthritis. We'll be grasped above to inherit through His everlasting love and cherish. His sheep shall never perish to know when it's over. We'll persevere because of the Master's pee like no limit soldiers. Through Christ the debt is paid solely, the propitiation for our ventilation that's made holy. Called us by grace into your word's adherence, authored our faith to see its perseverance. No mistakable claim, predestined, called, justin, glorified, the unbreakable chain. Born again, not of the seed that will decay, but indeed guaranteed to believe until the day He redeems His purchased possession. In the Holy Spirit sealed the deal, the church's protection.